From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The FBI has arrested a Virginia man suspected of planning multiple bombings at D.C. area subway stops. That announcement today from the Justice Department. For the first time, a sitting U.S. president will be interviewed on The Daily Show. Host Jon Stewart is scheduled to interview President Barack Obama tonight in Washington. And NPR's David Folkenflik has that story.
For a time, GOP presidential hopeful John McCain was a near constant presence on The Daily Show. Democrat John Edwards announced he would run for president there, too. But tonight will be new ground. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs told reporters that Mr. Obama took to such programs as The View and The Daily Show to connect with potential Democratic voters.
The president hasn't been shy about going to the places where people are getting their information and trying to make his case.
Stewart and his Comedy Central partner Stephen Colbert are staging a rally on Saturday on the Washington Mall, inspired in part by the earlier rally of one of their longtime targets, Fox News host Glenn Beck. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Argentina is mourning the death of one of its most powerful politicians, former President Néstor Kirchner. The husband of the current leader, Cristina Fernández, died today of an apparent heart attack. He was 60 years old. The BBC's Julian Miliarini says Kirchner's death took many by surprise.
The news of Mr. Kirchner's death came as a shock for Argentinians and are likely to shake the political environment there, despite the fact that he had been hospitalized three times in the last year and that there were concerns about his health. No one would expect that the situation was as serious as to reach this point.
The BBC's Julia Miliarini reporting. Osama bin Laden has purportedly threatened to kill the French for their country's support of the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan and a new law that will ban face-covering Muslim veils. Dale Gavlak says the new audio tape of the al-Qaeda leader surfaced on the Arabic Al Jazeera website.
Bin Laden says the French will be killed and captured as long as their government aids the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan and prevents Muslim women in France from wearing face-covering veils. He says the French have no right to live in peace when their government takes such actions. Although the authenticity of the tape could not be immediately verified, experts say the voice resembles previous tapes of bin Laden's that are considered genuine. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Afghanistan is giving private security firms more time to disband. In a statement from President Hamid Karzai's office, contract security personnel will have at least two more months into the new year to close. The ban is controversial. Agencies helping to rebuild Afghanistan say they're worried their employees will be more vulnerable to insurgent attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 114 points. This is NPR News. In the U.S., a storm system generating hurricane-force winds, rain, and snow across the U.S.'s midsection is also spawning more twisters as it moves southeast. Dwayne Pons of Chattanooga, Tennessee, says he knew he was traveling directly into the path of bad weather.
I knew it was going to be intense storms. I'd heard about it on the news coming back from Kentucky, but I didn't realize there was going to be anything like this here in Chattanooga.
Pons speaking to WDEF-TV. The jury is set for the money laundering trial for former House leader Tom DeLay. Matt Largy of member station KUT in Austin reports a trial is expected to begin next week.
Lawyers spent 8 hours wading through the pool of potential jurors, ultimately choosing six women and six men, along with two alternates. The jurors were asked about their political beliefs and whether those beliefs would affect their deliberations in the case. DeLay's lawyers had argued that the former Republican majority leader wouldn't be able to get a fair trial in Austin, the center of what is by far the most heavily Democratic county in the state. DeLay is accused of illegally funneling corporate donations through campaign accounts in 2002. Testimony is scheduled to begin Monday. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
We're seeing another big increase in big ticket items, that is. The Commerce Department reports today orders for durable goods rose 3.3% last month, the best showing in months thanks to more demand for commercial aircraft. However, we're seeing disappointing results from businesses which spent less on computers and other items. Analysts look to company spending as a good indicator of just how much businesses are investing in the U.S. economy. The Dow's down 113 points at 11,056. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.